This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Sherlock's Pub on Westheimer for the Rock the Mic 2016 finale. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Sherlock's on Westheimer for Rock the Mic. We have had two head-to-head so far. We have two more to go. And AJ, take it away, buddy.
All right. We've got Craig and Holly up here. They are our next pairing. Holly, I believe, is she the she's the first finalist in at least a couple years, the first female finalist in
a couple years.
Crystal, and that was like 3 years ago,
yeah,
right?
It's been a while.
Yeah, so this is a rarity to have a lady up here in this seat. Craig, last year's runner-up.
Yep.
He blew it. He choked in the finals like a dog. But we'll see if he's gotten any better. All right, you guys understand the game?
Yes, sir.
All right, Joey Bosa versus the Chargers. Contract is still not worked out. Craig, you go ahead and tell me why the Chargers are to blame. Holly, you tell me why Joey Bosa is to blame. Go ahead, guys.
All right, in this situation where Joey Bosa has not yet signed his contract, the Chargers are clearly to blame because they're doing things to Joey Bosa that no person at his slotted pick has been asked to do, with deferred payments, waiting on his signing bonus, the $17 million that's guaranteed to him over the course of his contract coming later after the league year finishes in year one, March 1st being the date that the league year ends. And no player's ever been asked to do that. No matter how much the Chargers want to sit there and say, well, we're giving more guaranteed money to anyone that since we've done the slotted salaries for people for draft picks, Joey Bosa, they've never picked that high. Joey Bosa's the third overall pick. They've never picked inside the top 10 since they've slotted these draft picks.
I think Joey Bosa is completely to blame on this. I mean, the Chargers, they're wrong. The organization is always usually pretty cheap anyway. But Joey Bosa, like, who is your agent? Like, really, get it together. You've missed so much of camp that now when it comes down to the regular season, what are you going to do? You haven't got to practice. You don't know. Like, you've got to prove something to us. Like, you're out here asking for all this. They're offering you a good contract. It may not be what you want, but go out there, prove your worth. It's the NFL. I've never seen you on the field. Like, what are you doing? I just don't understand that. I feel like he needs to get up and just...
You may be right that maybe he needs to suck it up a little bit and get with it, but the Chargers, as you've said, are historically cheap when it comes to their draft picks, when it comes to their free agents and things like that, and the Chargers are already bad enough. Joey Bosa's not going to make that big of a difference on their defensive line anyway. They were 31st in sacks last year. They're going to be around the same this year, even if Joey Bosa plays.
What are you going to do? You're going to wait for next year. You're going to turn down all this money and hold it tight and just hope that next year that you get something better. You're getting a great opportunity. Prove yourself. Like,
I if I'm Joey Bosa, I turn it down, of course, because I'm not going to be the guy who sets the precedent
of being
taken by the organization.
I want to compete.
Not setting that precedent.
I want to compete, and I want to take advantage of the situation. I'm the higher pick. I might not be getting everything I'm asking for. I'm going to go out there, though, and I'm going to prove my worth to you. Like, what makes you better than anybody else?
All right. Good thank job, you, guys.
Got a little heated. All right, and if you have opinions, you can tweet them to us or text them to us.
Yep, let's get our last contestants up here, Trey and Todd. We will probably don't go sit down yet. You'll probably be matched up with someone else. We'll do like a speed round of this next just to kind of
get
a little more feel for you
guys. You'll get another shot.
It's not over just yet. All right.
Trey has the best hair in the contest.
That's debatable. And not a juggalo, despite the fact that he looks like a juggalo. He is not one. All right, Trey and Todd, the University of Houston goes undefeated this season in football. Trey, you tell me why they will be in the playoffs. Todd, you tell me why they won't be in the playoffs.
I believe that the U of H can go undefeated because look at their schedule. The only real team that they have that is a legitimate threat would be Memphis. I mean, Memphis obviously beat Ole Miss last year, but... It's going to happen. I see it happening, and I can see him going to the ACC championship, but I just don't think – or not ACC, American Conference. And I think once they get to the American Conference championship, they might get a little bit more looks, but it's not going to matter due to their schedule. And but I think they can make it. I think if they can beat the ranked team, I think they'll make it. They'll have a legitimate case. And I think they can beat ranked teams once they get there, And I who knows? They might not win, but I think they can beat ranked teams. Look at how well they beat Florida State. They won 45-31, I believe, last year. So they're probably going to play a team like Florida State or any team like that. They can beat them because they already have experience with beating a team like that in a different conference.
It's not happening because of the Cleveland Browns. You know
really?
Why?
Yeah. That's an interesting comparison.
Because the mistake by the lake will need a new coach next year. And who will that coach be?
Tom Herman. I think that's a little bit off the wall there. I think Tom,
is RG3 going to excel this year?
Well, he might. I mean, he's looked very well in the preseason. But I don't know if we're really debating the Cleveland Browns right now.
Okay.
I think we're debating U of H. And basically what we were asked to debate is if they'll make the playoffs. Tom Herman seems to be content here. I don't know if he signed a contract yet, but I believe he will.
Nick Saban was content in Miami.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think he's happy where he is. He was an offensive coordinator. He's definitely going to get a lot more offers, but I think he's happy where he is, honestly. If you can come here and play against teams that won
the Falcons week 10 and the thank you note. Goodbye.
I understand that.
I'm talking
I think this
pattern
is,
with coaches. These are,
I think it's kind of comparing apples to oranges here. I mean, when you have a schedule where you're playing like two or three ranked teams and you're guaranteed winning a game or at least winning 11 games a season, I think that's where you got to stay.
Time, guys. Time. There we go. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. Let's get our next group up here. Let me get who is number one on my list. Victor and Craig will go next. This time, guys, we want to keep it quick, maybe about 30 seconds each. So let's be quick to the point. We're about to hit break. And this is in the fantasy world, we're about to hit break. You're each going to get 1 point in before we go to break. All right. Victor, Alabama is going to be the national champion in college football this year. Craig, the field will win the national championship this year. Go ahead, guys.
Nick Saban, that's the only reason you need. And I mean, these guys have dominated the SEC year in and year out. Last year, did you even think Derrick Henry would end up winning the Heisman? You know, these are guys that they year in and year out. And on top of that, The biggest advantage that they have, the big name. Alabama, the tradition, that's going to carry them. All they got to do is try to win their games. If there's games that kind of go either way, they'll get the leverage. The football playoff committee will favor
them. I just don't see it with Bama. I don't see how they get back there, even with Nick Saban. Derrick Henry's gone. They don't have a starting quarterback. They may be going with Jalen Hurd, the freshman from Houston, as their starting quarterback.
You'll be surprised.
They're not going to get there. You've got Clemson with Deshaun Washington. You've got LSU with Leonard Fournette and three possible first-round draft picks in the defensive backfield. I just don't even think Alabama can win the SEC, let alone get into the playoffs and win a national title.
All right, thank you, boys. Time to do one more of these?
Let's do one more.
All right, let me get who do I have here? David and Todd. Come on up here. Todd's going to get all his out of the way in a hurry. All right. All right. Guys, who can the Texans afford to have out for a longer stretch this season? David, you tell me why the answer is Dwayne Brown or can afford to live without. They can afford to not live without Dwayne Brown. Todd, you tell me why they can't afford to live without J.J. Watt. Go ahead, boys.
So they can't live without Dwayne Brown because he's the biggest part of that O-line, especially with two new offensive juggernauts on the field. You've got Brock Osweiler, hopefully a juggernaut, and Lamar Miller, who I think is going to be great this season. I'd have him on my fantasy team. You got to have a stable line there. Dwayne Brown's not going to be back for the next 6 weeks. And if you take into account that, yeah, it's 6 weeks where he won't play, and then those games that he's in, he's not going to be game ready.
The only juggernaut is the one that was sitting in that chair before you. I mean, Juggalo. I'm sorry. Anyway, J.J. Watt, number one defensive player in the NFL 3 years in a row. See, even you're laughing. Coming back at you. Dwayne Brown is not even the most important piece of the offensive puzzle. You got Lamar Miller. You got Brock Osweiler. You're implementing them. Brock Osweiler is not
running. But you don't do anything
with
an offensive line, man. I mean, it doesn't matter. You could be the best quarterback in the world. If you say hut and you're sacked immediately as you get the ball, You can't prove anything. Dwayne Brown is a huge part of that offensive line, and for him not to be there, that's a big miss for this team, which has big hopeful playoffs contentions this year. So, yeah, man, I think that they have a lot of injuries going on. Dwayne Brown, in my opinion, is the biggest one. And hopefully they'll find a way to plug some people in there, especially with Nick Martin gone, and get this working again.
I think the only plugging going on is J.J. Watt plugging the rest of the NFL.
All right. There you go, boys. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to wrap up this first round. And I think we're going to chop some heads at the end of next segment. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. I got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions, guys. You want your backyard looking right? Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can set up your backyard. They can get it right. If you've got an ugly backyard situation, an ugly patio, something like that, an old grayed-out pool deck, guys, these are the people to call. They've got this carved stone overlay. Gives you a superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. And Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects. And if you've got a blank slate in the backyard, Allied can help you build it from the ground up. From a functional concrete patio to the outdoor kitchen of your dreams, Allied's got you covered. They can help you save some money, too. Several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder they're the Best Picks Report certified each of the last 4 years. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom today, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
You're listening to The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Sherlock's Pub on Westheimer for the Rock the Mic 2016 finale. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Well, I've got a lot of heated debate going on up here. I don't know if it's because people are kicking ass or not, though.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Let's get your next two.
Who do we have here? Let's get Trey and Syed up here. You guys don't have to fake clap for them. I know you want them to fail. Yeah, wherever you guys want to sit. Let's make believe you have the first pick in your fantasy football draft, guys. Syed, you tell me why it makes sense to take a running back in this situation. Trey, you tell me why it makes sense to take a wide receiver in this situation. Go ahead, guys.
Well, it all depends pretty much on what league you're in. If you're in a PPR, then it's obvious. But a wide receiver will definitely get you more touchdowns, and that's the end goal when you're playing fantasy, especially if you're playing in DraftKings. If you want to get touchdowns, you got to go for a wide receiver. They catch the most balls, obviously, and that's who you got to go for. You just got to go for a wide receiver if you want touchdowns.
And now I'll tell you why I take a running back. The reason you take a running back is they get a lot more red zone opportunities, and touchdowns are worth a lot more than any reception, whether it's a PPR league or it's just a regular standard league. If you take a running back like a Le'Veon Bell, or Le'Veon Bell, obviously not this year, but if you take David Johnson, let's say, a guy that does get receptions, will kill it in PPR much more than just a receiver will, because he does get those red zone carries. Whereas if you take a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., Antonio Brown, you're kind of forcing on if the QB throws to him. But you know that David Johnson's getting the ball within the 5-yard line if you have David Johnson on your fantasy football team.
All right, guys, that's enough. Thank you very much. This is short and sweet. Yeah. Thank you. Trey, knock down the microphone.
Don't destroy.
Drop the mic. Let's get our last two up here. That is... Who do I have here? Trey and Syed? Is that my
that
last?
That was what you just did.
Oh, I'm wrong.
They were so memorable.
Yeah, Holly and Andrew. There we go. All right.
I want to sit on this side now so you guys can see my awesome face.
Oh, yeah, that's preferable to Holly.
Can we flip this, really?
Yeah.
Guys, please. Please. Yeah. I know what you guys really want. I heard y'all talking about the Texas protest today. I know what you guys are about.
I hump the mirror regularly for that very reason. That's all right, guys. James Harden is the right guy for the Rockets to build this franchise around. Holly, you tell me why he is not. Andrew, you tell me why he is. Go ahead.
Take it away, Holly.
All right. Basketball, great. My favorite sport. I'm going to go. James Harden is not the right person because can you prove to me what he's really done for us in the past last two seasons? I mean, he's not what we expect him to be. I'm not really seeing the hype out of him. I mean, it started off good, then the whole Kardashian curse. I mean, he's just not what he's supposed to be.
No, James Harden is absolutely the guy to go ahead. You got a southpaw handling the ball. That throws off the whole defensive scheme. You got a guy who can make it rain from the three-point line. You got a guy who can take it to the rack at will. Anytime he wants to get to the hoop, he'll do it. And if not, he'll get fouled where he shoots like 90%.
Where's our championship?
It's not a one-man thing. You got to have a teammate. LeBron James didn't do it without Kyrie Irving.
Did we go far in the playoffs?
Wait, hold on. We've been in the playoffs like every year since
James
Harden got to
town. But did we go far?
We've got to the playoffs every year since James Harden got to town. And now that we got rid of the other crybaby, it can finally be James Harden's team instead of him and number 12 who just cries all the time.
So all right, guys. All right. Thank you very much. How are we going to do this? We need to have a moment to discuss.
Yeah, let's take an early break here, Tyler. Yeah.
We're going to switch things up a little bit today.
Yeah, and then we'll come back and we'll make the cuts, and then we'll be down to 4 at 6:30 is the plan.
All right.
So take us a break. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Sherlock's Pub on Westheimer for the Rock the Mic 2016 finale. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back, and Barry Lamonek is going to take over now. And his
Are any of you guys going to cry when you lose?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because last year there was a lot of crying.
I need to know up front if there's going to be crybaby going on.
Just for the record, keep your family away from me, all right? Just keep them away because I have a fork and I'm not afraid to use it.
I've got good news for about 4 of you. The other 4, I've got Barry.
And I just want to say that there's some dude from last year that still follow me around on social media crying about how I cut him. So I'll have none of that this year. All right?
Yeah. His goal is to cut you in a funny way.
My goal is to make you cry. But
Victor,
please don't.
Victor, you had the most Facebook likes.
Yes. Victor, congratulations. You're
on. The good news is Victor was going to be one of the top 4 anyway. So that's I don't feel bad. Victor, you can come stand over here. Please get out of line.
Yeah, go away.
You go over.
Go away.
Over there in the corner.
Separate yourself from these people because about half of them are losers. Over half of them now
over
are
half.
Losers. All right, Barry, are you ready to start cutting heads? Go ahead.
I am. Trey, pick a number between you lost and you're out. There you go. Good job, buddy.
Trey.
Maybe next year. That's how this is going down, guys. Put your feels in your pocket, all right?
My favorite not juggalo. I'm sorry, Trey. Thank you for playing this year.
All right. Syed. You're on to the next round. Congratulations, man. All right.
There you go. Syed into round 2.
David. How do you think you did?
Good enough to advance.
Another question you got wrong. You're out. Oh! All right. 2 down.
Oh, boy.
Well,
ouch.
Got him.
Holly. I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is I never have to listen to you on the radio. I'm sure you can guess the bad news. I'm sorry. All right, you're out. All right. That one felt kind of bad just because she's a female. But, yeah. But I still enjoyed it. All right. Craig. Congratulations. You're on to the next round.
Winning.
We made Craig sweat. Or that could have been the extra 100 pounds of weight he carries around. I don't know.
Only 100?
Oh, God. That's awesome. All right. Here we go. Todd.
Todd and Andrew, our final 2.
Yeah, Todd and Andrew. Todd, You are safe. Oh, wait, wait. I'm getting word in my ear from Maury Povich. The lie detector says that's a lie. You are not the winner. I'm sorry, Todd.
Well, Barry, you are the cruelest. And that means, Andrew, congratulations. You are on to the second round. All right. What do we do now? Do we bring him up here and play the second round?
Yeah, we need to. And Tyler, just let me know when we need to go to break again, because we don't have a lot of time left, so we need to move on.
No, we are running. Well, of course, we can run over, because this is our show. That's all right.
And what's on after us?
Anything? All right, we can make this work.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and get Victor up here first. Come on, Victor. Victor, give me your. I mean, you got about a minute here to give me what I need. Give me your three favorites for the Heisman Trophy this year.
My three favorites. I'd go with Deshaun Watson from Clemson. I'd go with Leonard Fournette from LSU, because I think he'll get some help in the passing game that'll help open the run. And I'll go with what I think is a favorite in Baker Mayfield out of Oklahoma, because obviously the Big 12 is a little bit easier competition, and Oklahoma's a traditional power.
And who's your expected winner there out of those three?
I'll go with Baker Mayfield.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Victor. That's the first guy who's not totally botched that question in about the last 4 years.
Yeah, points
that
for
one
that.
Is a strange question that seems so easy, because we always do this football or the right leading into football season. And last year, I asked somebody for three Heisman candidates, and they literally just gave up in the middle of the question. Yeah. They could not name three college football players. Not a good look. Let's get Syed up here. Come on up, Syed. Syed, are you excited you have made it through to the second round?
If you look at my pants, you would see that I am.
Nope, nothing going. That's,
looks like Godzilla, so you can't see it.
Interesting, interesting. Syed, Texas A&M and Texas both have coaches that are seemingly on the hot seat going into this year. Who do you think is in more trouble of being out of a job at the end of this season, and why?
It's got to be Charlie Strong. At Texas, you got a team that's in the last decade. I mean, before him, Mack Brown had a history of winning. You look at Kevin Sumlin, the coach before him didn't exactly win. I mean, you look at the Longhorns, they've had two straight. The last season was 5-7. I mean, guys they seemingly passed on at QB have gone on to in other programs and done great. For example, Johnny Manziel, who went to A&M. It's just... He's one of the highest-paid coaches in the state. There's no way you can keep paying this guy what he's getting. I know they just changed the offensive coordinator with Sterling Gilbert, but if this change doesn't work this year and don't get at least 9 or 10 wins, which is kind of embarrassing to say for a Texas program when it comes that bad, but if they don't have at least 9 wins, I could see it's got to be Charlie Strong in the hot seat more so.
All right. Thank you, Syed. Craig, come on up, my man. Craig, you're back?
Yes, sir.
Were you super disappointed when you lost last year?
There isn't a day gone by in the last year that I didn't think about it in some capacity.
Okay. Well, it's good to know you're scarred by this contest.
Yep.
I honestly hadn't thought about you until I saw you come back, and then I was like, oh, that guy again.
Look at me. Why would you think about me at all?
Yeah, it's very strange. What kind of year can you expect out of Ezekiel Elliott of the Dallas Cowboys?
I actually don't expect much out of Ezekiel Elliott. You look at the Cowboys, they went and spent all this money on Alfred Morris in free agency. He's going to be the guy that starts behind that Cowboys offensive line. And when he has played in the preseason, he's looked pretty darn good doing it. Ezekiel Elliott is a pick for the future. He's not a pick for right now. And Alfred Morris is going to be that guy that takes the Cowboys running game over from Darren McFadden last year and gets things really moving for them, and hopefully taking some pressure off Tony Romo's back, considering it almost got split in half last night.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's get Andrew up here. Andrew.
Yes.
You are back again.
Always, yeah. You're not going to get rid of me, ever.
You're like the Susan Lucci of this contest.
Or herpy.
Yeah.
Or glitter.
Whatever it may be. Should Art Briles ever be allowed to coach again? Why or why not?
I think that Art Briles deserves a chance to coach again, because institutional control is one thing, looking the other way, but inevitably the people that he had on the team made the mistake, and it wasn't Art Briles. Now, yeah, maybe he went about reporting things the wrong way, but ultimately he didn't commit the atrocities or the crime. You know, he was the guy who, I guess, he had an obligation to tell people, but again, he's a football coach. Football coaches aren't the guy to go out there and the whistleblower. You know, he's not the police. He's not. He's got an interest in putting wins in the W column, and if it comes down to keeping a player who's less than moral standard, then so be it. I've got a job to do, and at the end of the day, my job comes down to wins and losses, and if I have to be a little shady, then hey, so be it. But like I said, Baylor was on the map because of Art Briles.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's get Victor back up here. Come on up, Victor. Victor, what's your favorite TV show that's currently going on?
Favorite TV
Doesn't
show?
Doesn't have to be in season, but is currently an active television show.
I like
show.
Better Call Saul.
Okay, tell me why.
First off, because of the Breaking Bad spinoff. But I love the direction they've gone with it. It's just... It's genius. You know, they just keep going at it, and the way they set up every episode, and you don't know what to expect. And see, the ending got me. It's just, how can Chuck be so messed up to his brother, man? I don't know. But I love it. I love it because there's a little bit of Breaking Bad in there. I love it because of the cartel aspect of it with Theo Salamanca. And it's just a funny show all around. He's a character, and... that's my favorite show right now.
All right. Thank you, sir. That is a good show.
Like the way he said Salamanca. Dude.
Come on, Syed.
All right.
Syed, who is the greatest rapper alive, and who is the most underrated or overrated rapper?
Most overrated rapper has to be Kendrick Lamar, in my opinion. I get he's with the style of some people, but the guy has no rhythm to me. Whereas a guy like Kanye West, who in my opinion is the greatest right now, I know the comparisons to Drake, but Kanye West spans over a decade, and he's kind of changed music, especially producing-wise, which is kind of getting into the game of right now. You look at albums like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, stuff like that, that kind of changed rap. So it's got to be Kanye, greatest rapper alive. And then go in Kendrick Lamar for most overrated.
All right. Thank you, Syed. Come on up, Craig.
I would have lost Rock the mic with that question.
Would you have?
Yeah.
Who would you have said?
I have no clue.
You would have said James Brown, I believe. Sorry, Craig. We did not save the rap question for you. I actually really regret that. What's the best movie you've seen this year?
Ooh, the best movie I've seen this year. I'm going to have to go with the Captain America movie that just came out over Memorial Day weekend. The way they took all the Avengers and put them into one movie and was able to tell the story for each individual person, but still get an overall picture of moving the entire franchise forward is something that really stuck out to me. I'm also a big comic book nerd, so I like comic book movies like that. I'm not typically going to go for the artsy pictures. And I do like a good summer action flick.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Andrew, come on up. Andrew, imagine you're at a bar.
Am at a bar.
They've got whatever you want to drink. I want to know what you're having and why.
Oh, I'm having whiskey for sure. And because I'm at a bar, and if I'm at a bar, I'm looking to get something done. So I'm probably going to have whiskey. It doesn't have to be mixed with anything. It could be on the rocks. It could be straight. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to get whiskey, hopefully get my wife on the whiskey as well, take her home and make sweet, sweet love to her. Sorry, I know my father-in-law is also listening, so sorry about that, Kevin.
I think he knows that's happening by now.
It's one of those things, like, you know it's happening, but when
you... Do you want to tell your father-in-law about any kind of anal or anything like that?
No, I don't. But Kevin, shout out. I'll see you on Sunday, buddy.
Okay, there you go. All right, there we go. Let's hit a break.
And yeah, hit a break.
We'll knock it down to the finals. All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World on the way to this break. Listen, if your home has aluminum or wooden windows with regular glass, check out the energy-efficient replacement windows from Window World. Double-hung, double-pane windows from Window World. They offer American-made premium quality, a transferable lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage, Installation usually takes just about a day for the average home. Financing available. The vinyl trim means you're never going to have to repaint them. And that warranty includes glass breakage. So if a rock accidentally flies through your window, no worries. They'll come out and take care of it for you just like that. Call Window World today for a free estimate, 713-439-1172, or go to windowworldhouston.com. Let them lower your electricity bills by getting better windows put in your house. It's Window World. Doors and siding also available. Window World, simply the best for less.
Getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But what?
We don't love them no.
This is The Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Sherlock's Pub on Westheimer for the Rock the Mic 2016 finale. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we're back, and we're about to be down to two. That, you want to turn Barry's mic on?
There you go. Helpful. All right, let's do this.
This was tough, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Andrew. Knock, knock. Not your radio career. All right, bud. Sorry about that. Craig. Congratulations. You're moving on to the finals. All right, guys. Come over here. Between Syed and Victor.
There was a lot of... Craig was like basically a... He walked in. Everybody had Craig in their top two.
Yeah.
The other three were... I mean, it was a lot of debate on which one of these three guys was going through.
Agreed. All right, so it's between Victor and Syed. You ready? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Sorry, bro, you got to go. All right. Syed, you're on to the finals, bud. Congratulations.
All right, guys. Get up here, boys.
Let's get some headsets
on these guys. I just want to go over a couple things with you guys.
Yes, sir.
Let's start with some basic recollection skills, or you know, maybe see what you guys remember. And these are, I'm going to go with pretty current, pretty recent events that happened. Syed, I'm ready for football season. But before we break into it, I want to remember one last thing from basketball season. Kind of recap the NBA Finals for me, the 2016 Finals.
NBA Finals, we saw an amazing comeback by LeBron, finally bringing a championship to Cleveland. Down 3-1, and, you know, it's crazy because the series before that in the Western Conference Finals, Golden State was the team to come back from 3-1 against the OKC Thunder. Then you see LeBron come back against Golden State, wins one at home, then has to go to Golden State and win two straight. Above all, winning three straight and putting the team on his back. Kyrie Irving with a clutch three in Game 7 kind of sealed the deal after the LeBron block from running from midcourt.
Thank you. Craig, tell me a little bit about the Final Four from this last season and how that ended up.
Oh, the Final Four was great. We had Villanova, North Carolina, Syracuse, and Oklahoma facing off here at NRG in the Final Four. Of course, we had Villanova and North Carolina come out of the Final Four and play in the championship game, and we saw an absolute classic with Villanova coming down at the wire, hitting a long three-pointer to dispatch the North Carolina Tar Heels and come out on top with their first national title since the 80s.
Syed, tell me a little bit about how you expect the AFC West to break down this season.
I got to have the Denver Broncos on top again. You know, the QB situation isn't exactly solved, but they still have a stellar defense, DeMarcus Ware. You got the best cornerback in the game, for, in my opinion, which is Chris Harris. Then you look at Von Miller. I mean, you look at the Oakland Raiders. Yes, they've made strides on that defense, but it's that team still isn't complete at the running back situation, especially. You look at the Chargers, and it's kind of a you look at that roster and kind of laugh, especially when you look at the defense. They still got stuff to get figured out with Joey Bosa. KC's got a chance. They got a solidified QB in Alex Smith, and that defense is pretty complete. But I just see Denver as the overall team to beat right there.
Craig, do the same thing for me with the NFC North, please.
The NFC North. This year, it's got to be the Green Bay Packers who come out on top after finishing in the wild card last year behind the Minnesota Vikings. Yes, Teddy Bridgewater in year three will be better. The Chicago Bears really aren't quite there yet. Jay Cutler is exactly who we think he is. Jay Cutler is an average QB in the regular season and really hasn't shown ever anything in the playoffs except the one time he got there. And then the Detroit Lions are an absolute disaster after Calvin Johnson decided to retire early. The defense isn't anything. Their offensive coordinator is Joe Bob Cooter, for Christ's sake. I mean, I just don't see it. So give me the Green Bay Packers coming out of the NFC North.
Syed, what is the ideal toppings on a hamburger for you?
Ideal toppings on a hamburger. We're going to go with no tomatoes. Sorry, I'm not exactly a tomato person. We're going to put some jalapenos because we like the spice. We're down here in Texas next to that Mexican border. Sorry, I'm Muslim, so no bacon, but we got some turkey bacon on there. So
okay.
I'm still catering to you bacon lovers. You got to put some mayo on there, some ketchup, and that's pretty much it.
All right. Give me your pizza toppings, Craig.
Ooh, I'm very simple when it comes to pizza. Look at me. I am a very large, rotund man. I just like the meats on my pizza. Give me pepperoni. Give me Canadian bacon, Italian sausage, and that covers it for me.
All right. Thank you, guys. Oh, before we go, Syed, what do you think the best thing about Craig's performance today has been?
I think the best thing about Craig's performance has to be his haircut. it's got a beautiful haircut. It's combed over to the side, matches his beautiful blue eyes.
His haircut matches his blue eyes.
Yes, it does.
Interesting. Craig, what have you liked about Syed today?
He has been confident with everything he said. You could tell maybe he was a little uncomfortable with the A&M versus Texas deal, but everything he said was on point, and it came out of his mouth correctly. Like, he knew what he was talking about. He just wasn't 100% certain of it. And the confidence came across pretty well throughout the competition.
All right, thank you. Fred, do you have anything for them, or you feel good about
this?
No,
I think it's time for us to make a decision.
All right. So. Tyler, can we hit a break and then come back and wrap this thing up?
All right, let's do it. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have a winner for you. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Sherlock's Pub on Westheimer for the Rock the Mic 2016 finale. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
All right, we are back, and we will have a champion in just a few moments.
One of these two.
That's right. I'm going to make him sweat for a second, though. I want to thank everybody for coming out and participating and for coming out and supporting your favorite person. And if they didn't win, sorry. But you know what? It really was a tough, tough cut to get down to these two. And one of them will be a champion. The other will be very disappointed, as one person here already knows.
And maybe, Craig, if you lose, will you come back next year?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Maybe we should. Never mind. All right.
Oh, no. Dude, just give it away.
I'm staggering here. I'm gonna stall this for a second. All right. Here's what you do. We're going to say, my name is, and I am the Rock the Mic champion. You know how it works. We're going to do it in 3, 2, 1.
My name is Craig Koshkin, and I'm the Rock the Mic champion.
There you go.
Good job, man.
Other than Joe Bob Cooter at the end, you were terrific.
Is he no longer the offensive coordinator?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob. God.
Jim, yeah. Bob, Joe Bob, they're friends.
Yeah,
they're,
it's all Bobs.
They're brothers. So, they bang the same system.
Syed, great job, man. It was close. And
you could turn Syed's mic back on.
Yeah, you could turn
now.
It back on now.
Did you turn Syed's mic back on?
Yeah, turn it back on.
You're blowing it. Oh, you're over there high-fiving because you didn't screw it up.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Syed, are you going to try again next year?
We shall see.
You did a very good job,
yeah,
I feel.
You did.
You're very nervous.
Thank you.
You got to relax a little bit. You say the right things. You're very nervous in your delivery. You could tell. So it's about reps, repetitions. You'll get there.
Yeah.
I really think anybody who makes the final should keep trying. Mike Liebeschock did not win his first time.
Or second
time. This happened. Now Mike's hosting the Sunday show, so it can happen. But congratulations, Craig. Good job.
Thank you, sir.
Man.
Thank you, guys.
Well.
I think the first thing we need to do next year is back it up to 5:30. We run up against this every year.
Absolutely.
Where we just don't have enough time. Maybe even 5 o'clock and just say we're going to do 2 hours.
Feels too rushed.
It does. And I think for some of the to be fair to everybody, a lot of folks at first round that just totally screwed up their first question might have been able to get back in it with a second chance and, you know, with a little more time. And I think that's, you know, that's something we might want to look at. But otherwise, good job on all the stuff. I thought you did great. Jong, you did great. Tyler, you did a good job back there. I want to thank Barry and Liebeshaw, all our former champs who are here. Appreciate you guys taking part. Thanks to everybody who participated. And we'll do this again. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back on Monday. Want to thank Baker Street Pub for having us out here. Till next time, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.